Ethan Hawke's character, he's sort of messed up in the head. He's got problems at home. And the question is, whether is he going to take some of those drugs for himself or keep the money or just be an upstanding officer? You'll have to see the movie to find out. Similarly, we have Richard Gere, who's a retiring cop. He's got like 7 days left. But you know what? He runs into a situation during his last week. And then we have the case of a drug kingpin, played by Wesley Snipes, who has a friend whose name is Tango, played by Don Cheadle, who may just happen to be an undercover cop. So the sting is on, the fix is in. We've seen all these type of stories before involving corruption of the judicial system, in this case, the police system. So there's nothing really new that's being shown in Brooklyn's Finest. It's your standard police corruption tale. The movie gets good marks for being realistic. It's got that good ghetto flavor to it. They take us really inside to see what happens at the drug shops. And I don't mean places where you buy drugs. I mean where they make the actual illegal variety of narcotic. And you've got some tension. You've got lots of guns, lots of violence, lots of turmoil, lots of conflict. Cheadle is good. Snipes sleepwalks his way through the role. I think there might have been a little bit of overacting on Ethan Hawke's part. Quite good, though, is Richard Gere in a restrained performance. This is one of those movies that strictly is for people that like police dramas, as there is nothing new there. It's gritty. It's got some graphic violence. On a scale of 1 to 10, Brooklyn's Finest gets, I'm going to give it a 7. One movie I want to put you on notice for, it's a foreign movie coming out, I think, in about a week or so. One of the best movies of the year. Certainly the best movie so far.
Oh, rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
Whoa. I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
The Union and CITR present Charlotte Gainsbourg, Sunday, April 11th at the Vogue Theatre. The performance will feature material from her celebrated new album, IRM, produced by Beck. And joining Gainsbourg on the first leg of her North American tour, alt-indie band AM. This is an all-ages event. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. Tickets available through Ticketmaster, at Zulu and Red Cat Records, and online at unionevents.com. Charlotte Gainsbourg and special guest AM. Sunday, April 11th at the Vogue Theater. Presented by The Union and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah, do it. Do the beat. Yo, yo, what's up, Vancouver? This is the Briggs, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow.
Hello, Vancouver, and just like the Briggs said there, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Anyway, this is Robert Privet, and I am filling in for Anita today, who does Sam Squanch's Hideaway, an all-Canadian record show. And what I'm going to be doing is I usually do the Sore Throats Clapping Hands, which is on Monday at midnight. And because I actually have somebody calling in at around 7 o'clock, Adam Green, who's formerly of the Moldy Peaches, he's going to be calling in for a bit of an interview. And considering, in a way, he's not Canadian, he's from New York, and so that little bit of tainted content, so to speak, means that I might as well just go with that. And it's not going to be an all-Canadian, but it will be close. There's going to be lots of Canadian stuff. So stay tuned and enjoy yourselves. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Through heating vents and hear them answered with a whisper no, to crack the code of muscle slack and tense, let every second step in boots on snow, complete your name with accents I can't place, stumble where the syllables combine. Take depositions from a stranger's face. Paint every insignificance a sign. So tell me nothing matters less or more. Say whatever we think actions are. We'll never know what anything was for. If near is just as far away as far, then I'm permitted one act I can say. I choose to sit here next to you and wave.
I am a other day to see what people he could say. Muttered, don't be afraid, and they walked into the lake. This massive space surrounds me now that I can't wrap my head around. I'm thinking maybe one day I'll just walk into that lake myself and drown. Us people always waiting for their time to come around. Ooh. Oh. But someone laughed or talked too soon, and so I retired to my room. Still now at the youngest age, there's someone always watching you, watching every comment, every question, every move that you do. In hindsight, here's the reason fear had occupied our lives so much. Ooh.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Hello, and you are back with Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the Sore Throats Clapping Hands edition. I am your host, Robert Privet, for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. We got a little bit of the Six playing in the background. Of course, Vancouver band play at the... They're the house band at the Bourbon for a long time. They still might be, so you can check them out there. They play fairly often. Evan Kennedy, by the way, he has a solo album. And it's quite good. You can get it over at iTunes, so check that out. That's Evan Kennedy, and he is the singer-songwriter of The Six. So this will be the very first time that I'm actually doing a show with everybody in the station. Usually my show goes on at middle of midnight. I'm the only single person here once the illustrious Gavin Walker leaves the station. And... that's what I'm accustomed to. I'm accustomed to doing it with no one around. And now the whole place here is packed and everyone's listening. You've been surprised how long you can do this and you're still nervous. Of course, in comparison to the rest of the cats here, I have not been doing this for a very long time. But I do my best. So what we got coming up is that there's some re-releases from Elliott Smith. And we're going to listen to something from that. So there'll be a little bit of a... And then we're going to follow with Billy Bragg. So a little bit of a Brit gig going on. And that might bring us all the way to 7, and where we're awaiting a phone call from Mr. Adam Green of the, formerly of the Moldy Peaches. And we'll have a little chat with him, and then we can get to some more Canadian stuff. So, stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Take the M for me and the Y for you out of family, and it all falls through. We gotta love each other every day instead of hoping it might stay that way. I've got friends who are telling me they're living in clover, but lose the C for commitment and the L for love, and it's over, baby, it's all over now. I'm not thinking about the things you said as we lay awake last night in bed. I'm just happy to be by your side when we're rolling in the sheets or tumbling in the tide. Keep on telling me about your problems. Let's pull the wire for you and throw it on the fire and make them our problems, baby, our problems now. The M for me and the Y for you, out of family and it all falls through. We gotta love each other every day, instead of hoping it might stay that way. Your problems, baby, make them our problems now. Your problems, baby, make them our problems now.
Hello, everybody, and you are back with the Sore Throats Clapping Hands weekday edition, which is weekday slash Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I always want to say Sam Squanch's Revenge. I don't know why. Anyhow, what you heard there, I forgot to tell everyone what they were listening to. Maybe I'll put a little something in the background for our listening pleasure and for my speaking comfort, my ease of talking here. There we go. Little something in the background lets me take a breather here and there. So, what you heard there from the beginning, because I forgot to notify everyone what they were listening to, we started that off with The Weaker Thens from Reconstruction Site, a song called Manifest. Then we followed that up with title tracks off their disc It Was Easy, and a song called Black Bubblegum. And then Leon and S with Comatized, and the song of the song and album of the same title. Matt Gigg and the Intellectuals from Calgary with their new disc called Planted, and that was The Seven Steps to Happiness. And we followed that up with two Elliott Smith songs from two newly released discs, with Jar Roman Candle and From a Basement on the Hill. And the first song we heard was Roman Candle, followed that up with Coast to Coast. And then that was Mr. Billy Bragg, who is also Mr. Love and Justice. A song called M for Me. You're of course listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm with you for another hour. And what we're going to do is we've got in the background right now is got this disc in called Hell Songs, Hymns in the Key of 666. And I was actually doing power chord for about a month there, and I'm a big metal fan. Now these are all metal songs, but they're done in a very folky way. And and some of the station would say a very hokey way, but there are some metal tunes with such great lyrics that it just recovers anything that might go awry in the conversion of from anger to what would you call this, melancholy maybe. Anyhow, so what we're gonna do is this is the Trooper in the background, but we're gonna put it to. We're Not Gonna Take It, which is, of course, Twisted Sister. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We got our life, and this is our song. We fight the powers that be just, and don't pick up our destiny, 'cause you don't know us, and you don't belong. You're so condescending, and your call is never ending, and we don't want nothing, not a thing from you. Your life is dried and jaded, boring and confiscated, and if that's your best won't do. 'Cause we're not gonna take it, no, we ain't gonna take it, we're not gonna take it anymore. We got the right to choose, and there ain't no way we lose it, 'cause this is our life, and this is our song. We fight the powers that be just, and don't pick up our destiny, 'cause you don't know us, and you don't belong. You're so condescending, and your goal is never ending, and we don't want nothing, not a thing from you. Your life is dried and jaded, boring and confiscated, and if that's your best, your best won't do. 'Cause we're not gonna take it, no, we ain't gonna take it, we're not gonna take it anymore. We're not gonna. Free. We will fight, and you will see that we're not gonna take it. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. 'Cause we.
drunk sirens wail in a skewed sense of glory, and the lions in the cage resort a memory of fight, and there's a joy. Triumph in passing. I am asked, do you believe in a God? I shrug off the answer, continue to get high in this terror of no explanation. I am looking for a faith. My panic is an only reason. There's a joy in all I can see, a joy in every possibility.
Supposed to call me tonight. You were supposed to call me tonight. We would have gone to the cinema and after to the restaurant, the one you like in your street. We would have slept together, have a nice breakfast together, and then a walk in a park together. How beautiful it then. You would have said I love you in the cutest place on earth, where some lullabies are dancing with the fairies. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never trying to reach me. No, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch blonde girl. If I find her, I swear, I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I would have met your friend. A drink or two, they would have liked me, cause sometimes I'm funny. I would have met your dad, I would have met your mom. She would have said, please, can you make some beautiful babies? So we would have had a boy called Tom and a girl called Susan, born in Japan. I thought it was a love story, but you don't want to get involved. I thought it was a love story, but you're not ready for that. Me neither. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. All she's got is blondness, not even tenderness, yeah. She's clever, less. She'll dump your ass for a model called Brandon. He will pay for a beautiful surgery, cause he's full of money. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me, no. You never called me back. You were dating that bitch bone girl. And if I find her, I swear, you know, I swear. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. For real. Is that for sure? have to know. I mean, you know, I can do it. Man, I'll kill her.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
You're back with Sore Throats Clapping Hands, weekday fill-in edition for Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is, I always used to say, like I said earlier, Sasquatch's Revenge is what I originally said, and then Sam Squanch is actually what Bubbles calls a Sasquatch. So, you know, I watched the first couple seasons of that program there, and then I didn't lose my television, but I didn't watch television. I just gave it away, and so I missed the whole last bunch of seasons and the movies. I'm gonna have to catch up so I can get these jokes. I'm, you know, getting old when all these jokes come by and you have no idea what's going on. For example, I end up like my stepfather, who last time I was home, he had just come in contact with the joke where you state something and then you follow it up with not, such as I'm about to play Guns N' Roses, not, and he got a huge kick out of that, and I got a kick out of him getting a kick out of that, even though it was about 10 years too late. I love him to death, maybe he's listening. I don't know if he listens to my show. I know my mother does. So anyway, if you want to tune in to my show on Monday at midnight, I play the same sort of stuff. And so you can always tune in, and I always like to hear from you. You can call in at 604-822-2487. Now, I said earlier that Adam Green was going to give a call. Now, he's on the road, so here's the thing about going through the Rocky Mountains on cell phones. They may not work. Also, it could be a fact of being a dyslexic typer and giving the wrong phone number, or it could be that, well, I had something else in mind, and I can't recall exactly what that was. Or it could be the fact, oh yes, that he may be coming from south by southwest. It depends on what direction. And there's a cross of mountain time. So if I get a call from him at 8 o'clock, then that would be because of that reason. But we don't have him right now. But that's okay. He's playing the venue tomorrow, April 1st. And you can check out his MySpace page. It has a bunch of tunes from the new disc called Minor Love. He's, of course, from the Moldy Peaches. And we're going to listen to that right now. I had a little bit of Joel Plaskett lined up, also some Elliot Brood. We're going to keep it Canadian for the rest of the show. But until then, we're going to listen to Buddy Bradley off of Adam Green's new disc, Minor Love. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
This is not a good day to call me, because I cannot spare some sympathy. My own feeling is mostly unclear, and when I'm talking to you, I'm not here. I don't think I'll ever be ready for you, but I'll be trying to help you out too. So I went downstairs for a walk, but I had no strength to not talk. Yes, you were the flatulent one, and
I'm the boy who has a gun. You ran into me with such force. Now all I can be is Buddy Bradley, and all of her friends have been approved by them. And all I can hear is people singing. Now two of a kind has come across my mind, where forevermore is painted on her door. Just cancel the Sunday salon and bury the grave digger son. No money could last for too long. Nobody could pay for this song. And all of her friends have been approved by them, and all I can hear is people singing. Now two of a kind has come across my mind, where forevermore is painted on her door. Yes, you are the flatulent one, and I am the boy who has a gun. You ran into me with such force. Now all I can be is Buddy Bradley.
remember it all that much. He just thinks about lying in the frozen grass, his body cold and wet down by the overpass. You know he never meant to come across so fucking crass, but love is like that.
We are back with Sam Squatch's Hideaway / Sore Throats Clapping Hands. I am your host temporarily, for the next half an hour, and then Anita will be back, not next week, but the week afterwards, because it is a show that switches. It's a bi-monthly. I always get that mixed up, bi-monthly, whether that means twice a month or, well, I guess it's the same thing. Anyway. It's all that that Visa Bill logo or lingo, and it's often very confusing. So, what we heard there, it was a good little set. Is what we heard there was, where did I end off? It was Hell Songs with We're Not Going to Take It, in a new disc called Hymns in the Key of 666. And also, we heard Against Me from Searching for a Former Clarity. Didn't say that very clearly. Joy. Then was Soko from, I'm not sure where that's from. She hasn't put out too much, and what she has put out, people really seem to like, especially in Denmark, I do believe, where she has, I mean, she's liked all over the place, and I know that Triple J plays them a lot in Australia, but yes, she has a particular following in one of those European countries. She's from France. And what else here? We got Joel Plaskett. We will play two Adam Green songs from new disc Minor Love with Buddy Bradley and Goblin. And then Joel Plaskett with In Need, from his disc In Need of Medical Attention, The News of Your Son. And then we followed that up with Elliot Brood. And actually, I was excited to hear that because I just put it to a kind of a random song. And I've been looking. I started off my show with... What did I start it off with? I started it off with Shitluck by Modest Mouse. Not this show, but usually it's my introductory song. Now it's too rock and too rock and roll. That makes me sound lame. Is that it's too hard for the type of tunes I'm playing. It's not in sync with the theme that I'm going for. So I wanted something Canadian. I wanted something Canadian. Now Elliot Brood, he's Canadian. And I think I found my introductory song. It's energetic enough to get me going after the jazz show at 12 on midnight. And it's like I said, it's Canadian, and Elliot Brood's an excellent, is one of my favorites. So, we got, stick around for after the show. I got another half hour, but stick around because we got the Folk Oasis coming up, which is awesome. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. After Folk Oasis is Sex in Van City with Caroline. And after that is Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. And we heard the PA for that. Right now, it seems like there's some background stuff going on, which is kind of throwing me off. But what we're going to listen to now is, we'll listen to a little bit of David Miles, who is a new disc, and it was produced by Joel Plaskett. And it's quite good, so we're going to listen to that right now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Snow's been falling and it suits me fine. Oh, there's no one calling and I don't mind. 'Cause I can't be bothered going out right now. Oh, I hurt too bad to hit the town. 'Cause I'm out of love. Oh, I'm out of love. Yeah, I'm out of love. And I don't wanna get back. Drinking don't taste good and dancing don't sound fun. Oh, the last thing I need is to find someone. So I put away my shirt and I put away my shoes. I'd rather have nothing than have something to lose. 'Cause I'm out of up running just to pass the time. I don't even see her coming till she's by my side. She's got big blue eyes and long dark hair. It's as if the gods had dropped her there. I try to say something but I can't make a sound.
stop staring down at the ground. But just when I think that she's passing me by, she turns around and looks me straight in the eye. Oh, I've been out of of getting back.
Speared in the strangest ways. This is not a drill. Drills come before pills, and it's a cold one after work that taunts me. I believe my license gives me permission to not.
like I was falling. And she wrote me. She wrote me. She wrote me. She wrote. She wrote me like the storm, like the soaking, moving storm.
Oh,
Hello, you are back with CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And what we heard there was, we started out with David Miles, and I apologize for earlier on for, I got distracted. As what I have is the door open, because I'm used to having the door open, because no one's in here, like I said. And what happens is that when you got the headphones on and the door is open, you start hearing these noises that the mic is picking up from way down the hall. But you're looking around, you're thinking something's going on, you think that you're messing up to some degree or anything like that. So, apologize for that, and I should keep the door shut, and you know what? The door's open right now. But, so anyway, I was a little bit stunned there earlier, wasn't sure what was going on, but got through it, and it was David Miles who got me through it with Out of Love from Turn Time Off, new album. Then we heard a new album from Apollo Ghost, Vancouver Guys, two tracks from them, which was Charm of Cars, and followed by Coca-Cola Ad Men. And after that was Tinder Sticks with from their new disc, Falling Down a Mountain, and the song was called She Rode Me Down. And we're going to come back, and then the followed up with the Briggs, Heroes by Choice. And we're going to be back right after this message from the Gallery Lounge. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing. Guess you better find your way back home.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Well, a teacher of mine once told me that life was just a list of disappointments and defeats, and that you could only do your best. And I said, well, that's a fucking cop-out. You're just washed up. You're tired. And when I get to your age, well, I won't be such a coward. But these days, I sit at home, known to shout at my TV. You know, punk rock didn't really live up to what I hoped that it could be. And all the things that I believed with all my heart when I was young are just coasters for beers and clean surfaces for drugs. And I packed all my pamphlets with my Bibles at the back of the shelf. Well, it was bad enough, the feeling the first time it hit, when you realized your parents had let the world go to shit, and that the values and ideals for which many had fought and died had been killed off by the committees and left to die by the wayside. But it was worse when we turned to the kids on the left and we got let down again for some poor excuse for protest by idiot fucking hippies in 50 different factions who are locked inside some kind of 60s battle reenactment. And I hung up my banner in disgust, and I headed for the door. Oh, but once when we were young, we were crass enough to care. But I guess you live and you learn. We won't make that mistake again, no. Oh, but surely just for one day, we could fight and we could win. And if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Well, we've been a good few hours drinking, so I'm going to say what everyone's thinking. If you're stuck on this ship and it's sinking, then we might as well have a parade. Because if it's still going to hurt in the morning, and a better plan's set to get forming, then where's the harm spending an evening in manning the old barricades? So come on, old friends, to the streets. Let's be 1905, but not 1917. Let's be heroes, let's be martyrs, let's be radical thinkers who never have to test drive the least of their dreams. Let's divide up the world into the damned and the safe, and then ride to the valleys like the old Light Brigade. And strengthen our backs, and we won't be afraid, and they'll celebrate our deaths with a national parade. So come on, let's be young, let's be crass enough to care, let's refuse to live and learn, let's make all of our mistakes again, yes. And then, darling, just for one day, we can fight and we can win. And if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Leave the morning to the morning. Yeah, pain can be killed with aspirin tyvets and vitamin pills. But memories of hope and glorious defeat are a little bit harder to beat. That's Frank Turner with Love, Ire, and Song. He's coming to the Media Club on the 15th. It's going to be a great show. I hope to see you there. I know I'll be there. And you're listening to CITR, of course, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Here's a little more Frank Turner for you.
Mistakes. le sei, ma la battonce di la terra di un country che c'era da fare. No possession to call your own. You control the rage and you resist the crime, cause you're the next in line. One, two, three, four. One of us outside and you live in the dark. But it's always cold.
So it's cold.
Look at the window and there's nothing to see but a bright dark city, the death of your country. Now you're chilling the fog. No possessions to call your own. You control your rage and you resist the ground. Because you're the next in line. At the front door and to the corner store. Drinking nothing more.
Drinking nothing.
Tell us to infect let the liquid serve your pride before you go inside. Now you're chilling the bone. No possessions to call your own. Control your rage and resist the crime. You're the next in line. You got it running. You're the next in line. You got it running, you're the next in line. You never thought you would lead a life of crime. You got it running, you're the next in line.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label.